My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you into the 8 o'clock hour. We go. You know what? I forgot. I'm going to go into business for myself here for a second. One, acknowledge me that I forgot. My ponytail lawyer son, Sammy,
acknowledge
turns
me.
25 today. 25 years old today. It's his birthday today, Seth. So, Sammy, I'm giving him some acknowledgement.
He's 25?
25. Can you believe
Man.
That? Yeah.
I remember when he was just a little prepubescent, wiry kid. Now he's a full-grown man and about to be a bona fide lawyer after he passes the bar. You hear me, Sammy? You will pass the bar.
He will. He will. I'm confident. He's been doing good on the practice tests.
I'm going to be one of those people that thinks they're being positive because they're like, you will pass the bar. You're not an idiot,
right,
are you?
Right.
You know,
you got a little Schlossnagel in you.
A pep talk when you're actually tearing the person down.
Yeah.
What are you? Of course, you're not a moron. Of course, you're going to pass the bar.
Yep.
You idiot.
Yep. And he's working it, man. He's studying. So, congratulations. I sent him a little money, and he said, thanks, Pops. Heading off to McDonald's. Going to use that for a big breakfast. So
it's a little bit of money now that he's a lawyer. Did you have to, you know, you probably got to, The old $5 and a card from Walgreens isn't going to do it anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's not getting that lawyer money.
The card itself costs more than $5.
Dude, nowadays, yeah, underrated.
You guys can whine about groceries all you want. Greeting cards have skyrocketed.
Dude, I was
That's
so,
what I'm voting based on.
I was so sour walking through the grocery store on Saturday with Amy. We weren't even picking up many things, and I'm like, I know this is going to be $120. Like, we're picking up like seven things. I'm like, it's going to be $120. It's $120 every time.
I go to the grocery store and I'm just like, can I keep it in the double digits?
Yeah.
Is it possible? And it's like, it's a big, like, ooh, I forgot to enter my shopper discount code. Oh, no, I'm still broke.
I finally learned how to use the app where you can upload all the coupons and everything like that. I'm like,
that's where I am.
Yeah.
Haul them around. I've started paying so much more attention to my my long scrolls of CVS receipts.
Yes. There's got to be a QR code on here somewhere for something.
I probably do. I'll have enough deodorant for a year if I take advantage of this 25% off.
See, at least you're looking at buying deodorant. I'm like, the way I look at deodorant, I'm like, do I really need it? Do I smell that bad?
Do I need it in Houston, Texas?
Yeah, in the summer? No, I'll be fine. I'm just joking. Anybody who has a meeting with me coming up, I'm still, for now, working with deodorant. Drama around the NFL. This Brandon Ayuk thing is fun to watch from afar. He was on the Pivot podcast, as we knew was going to happen. He recorded a podcast with Ryan Clark and Channing Crowder and Fred Taylor. Excellent podcast. And we know that he brought Jaden Daniels with him to the podcast. Jaden Daniels did not sit down in the hot seat on there. The interview was with Brandon Ayuk. But during this interview, Ryan Clark asks him to guess. He asked Brandon Ayuk to guess what uniform he will be wearing in the upcoming season.
If you had to guess, we're going to say guess right now, what uniform is Brandon Ayuk wearing in 2024?
If I were to take a guess, probably a Niner uniform. Probably a Niner uniform. I mean, if not a Niner uniform, probably a Washington Commander uniform. If not a Washington Commander uniform, probably a Steelers uniform.
Okay, so that answer, like, out of the chute looked like, all right, well, this is, maybe it's acrimonious, but the dude's going to play. And then he just drops the Commanders and the Steelers in there.
Yeah. I wonder, at this point, has Florio written something like in anticipation of being able to allege tampering by Washington
yet? I'll check. I haven't seen it.
I guarantee you he has. This could mean.
Yeah.
Florio loves to throw stuff out there for what things could mean.
Yes.
This could mean that Washington has already talked to Ayuk. And if so, there's going to be a hell to pay.
Yeah.
HOA Florio.
Yep. I don't know. If I had to guess that he drops the Niners in there, tells me that if he's still a Niner, you know, if he's still property of the Niners come training camp, that he's probably going to be the good soldier about the whole thing and just play it out to free agency, I guess.
That part, if I were a 49ers fan, yeah, I would look at that optimistically. I think the big question, if you're the 49ers right now, you look at the way their salary cap lays out in 2025, and it's very unlikely that they're going to be able to retain Brandon Ayuk. And yet, you know, you're past the draft right now. And in the NFL, player-for-player trades just aren't that common. It's going to be really hard to trade away Brandon Ayuk where you're not also harming your team this year, where you're still very much in a window to potentially win a Super Bowl. Their whole thinking right now has got to be kind of aligned with, all right, how do we keep Brandon Ayuk happy and productive through this year? Because Brandon Ayuk and his girlfriend have not been bashful about throwing flack out there about how he's disgruntled or how he's gone or the 49ers don't even want me, like all this stuff. You don't want that distraction for the player himself, but also just for the team. You also don't, I mean, we live in the age when guys have these mysterious injuries and they hold in, like Jonathan Taylor last year. They got to be talking about, A, how do we keep him happy, healthy, and productive during the season? But then also, how do we know for sure that he's not going to have a mysterious ankle injury that keeps him from producing at all? And I think the most likely scenario is that they end up with some kind of a a modification to his deal for this year, whether they just guarantee more money, they promise him they won't franchise tag him, which they won't anyway, but still.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Put it out there that they make a lot of modifications that maybe make him feel better about it. They'll feed him candy and lies about how much they're going to feed him the ball, maybe, and do that. And so the one advantage the 49ers do have is that they can anticipate being up in games quite a bit, and they can juice his stats up by feeding him the ball heavily in the fourth quarter of games that are already blowouts. Kyle Shanahan can basically say, look, sportsmanship be damned. I'm gonna try to get him 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter of a blowout. So I think that's the most likely scenario. Ayuk ends up back on the 49ers. Unless some player-for-player trade comes along, and I don't think it's going to be with Washington. I don't think that player-for-player trade would come. I don't think all of a sudden, you know, the 49ers are going to take on T.J. Watt's contract or anything like that. So he's in San Francisco.
No, the Niners, if they trade him, they're going to want draft capital, I think. It's interesting that I didn't thought about a player-for-player deal.
Well, no, because the draft capital doesn't help you in 2024, though, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the... break glass in case of emergency.
Yeah, that's a good point. I like that, hey, we won't franchise tag you thing, because that's the biggest empty promise ever. Because to your point, it would be more cap friendly for them in 2025 to extend him than it would franchise tag him. Because when you franchise tag somebody, that money, because it's going to be $30 million probably, that money all hits in 1 year. As opposed to an extension, you can credit card some money into the future on that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's bump ahead here to the further drama in Dallas. Malik Hooker said some things about Micah Parsons, and got to go find where Malik Hooker said this, but Malik Hooker, a safety for the Cowboys, is not happy with how Micah Parsons has kind of handled the offseason.
My advice would be for Micah would be, you know, just make sure we're all right, you know, and being where your feet are, because if we're at work and, you know, the run game's terrible, but you're doing a podcast every week and you know the run game is terrible, then, you know, what are you really caring about? Are you caring about the crowd that, you know, is watching your podcast? Are you caring about the success of our team in the Super Bowl that we're trying to reach? See what I'm saying?
All right, so all facts, no breaks with Keyshawn Johnson. That's where Malik Hooker went on with Keyshawn Johnson and said that. And basically, boy, that's something. Giving a teammate who he's reportedly close with, like they have lockers next to each other, the two of them.
Yeah.
To give Micah Parsons advice that Micah Parsons has responded by saying, well, you've never said any of these things to me in person before. To go on Keyshawn Johnson's podcast and say that, boy, you say this all the time, Seth. Like, sometimes these athletes go on these other guys' podcasts and they forget that they're on a podcast.
Right, yeah. They're just having a conversation with Keyshawn Johnson.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Keyshawn, a guy who is notable for never being Keyshawn would make comments about teammates, like, to the media at the time. He wasn't the best teammate in that regard.
No, no.
So Keyshawn's probably pretty good at getting that type of stuff out of other guys.
Are you team Micah or team Malik on this one here?
I would be team Malik. I mean, he shouldn't have said it on a podcast. Like, he should have had that. But I also don't trust the damn thing that comes out of Micah's mouth in general. So I don't believe Micah when he says that they've never had that conversation in person. Mm. You know, maybe they had the conversation and Micah doesn't remember it. Micah strikes me as the kind of guy that maybe Malik told him that and Micah just didn't understand what he was saying just because he's just so far in a different world than the rest of us live in. But yeah, I don't think that Malik's concerns about Micah Parsons' way of going about life are unique to Malik.
No.
I think that's... Like that, and, you know, according to our sister station, I can't remember which host said it, somebody from Dallas had said at one point that there are a lot of people in the Dallas front office that wouldn't necessarily be crying tears over Micah Parsons not being in the locker room someday. So I agree with what Malik said, but I don't think he should have said it on a podcast. Even if he had the conversation with Micah Parsons, that's just that's a personal criticism, you know, that you don't necessarily put out there.
Here's what Micah Parsons tweeted in a since deleted post on X. Just wish you said this to me, but instead on some podcast, ! And you got my number, family, ! At Malik Hooker 24, and you're my locker mate, ! So you could have said this any day, you know, ! I mean, this guy, they all have exclamation points. Let me just say that. And you do realize I shoot the podcast on our off day. You know, basically saying, hey, my podcast ain't a distraction. I shoot it on Tuesdays. Why ain't we talking about everyone's preparations and focus leading up to the game week? I mean, I can point out a lot of other things, but I'm just not. Which, by mentioning them, you semi-point them out, I suppose. But
It can also be true that maybe both Malik Hooker and Micah Parsons don't necessarily get it.
Yeah,
like when it comes to all those.
That's
things.
True. Yeah, you can be like, team neither.
right. And I think what Malik Hooker was talking about wasn't necessarily that, like, in the middle of the podcast, Micah Parsons is thinking about it. It's like, okay, what are your motivations in general and overall? That, like, what are you more concerned about? Who are you most loyal to? Are you more concerned? Who's your primary employer here?
Right.
Is it the Dallas Cowboys or is it your podcast and your download numbers?
There's some teams, man, where I am anxious for everybody to get back together for training camp. And Dallas is one of them. There's a lot going on up there right now.
Well, the whole thing, too, about Dallas, the fun part's going to be Mike Zimmer, who I think Mike Zimmer as a salve for that defense, which was a classic. Like, the Cowboys defense could put up some really impressive numbers, yet routinely in the regular season and down the stretch, they collapsed in the fourth quarter. In the playoffs, they were not nearly the defense that they were during the regular season. But you bring in Mike Zimmer, and Mike Zimmer has been very good against Kyle Shanahan defenses, like the Kyle Shanahan style offenses, excuse me. That's one of the reasons the Cowboys wanted him, is that he knows how to play a Kyle Shanahan style offense. He's had good success versus them, whereas the Cowboys have collapsed against those offenses. But Zimmer is old school in his personality. I mean, he's abrasive. He's grumpy. He is the movie version of a football coach.
Yes.
It's what kept him from getting a head coaching. Think about this. Mike Zimmer, who was a known very great football mind and defensive coordinator for a long time, had a hard time getting a job back when there were a lot more grumpy old school head football coaches. So, like, he couldn't get a head coaching job for a long time. I'll be interested to see how he jives with Micah Parsons and how Micah Parsons responds to it.
Yeah. Last bit of drama. We got drama in Dallas. We got drama in San Francisco. This is cross-sport drama in a way because it involves Tyrod Taylor, former Houston Texan, and I guess tangentially involves Jalen Green because Drea Michelle, who Jalen Green, we know Jalen Green, the father of a baby that she just gave birth to during the basketball season. I think it was in May, so during the postseason. But she's in her late 30s. Jalen Green in his early 20s. That's neither here nor there. 39. Yep. He's 22. So that's neither here nor there. It's just worth pointing out. She was in a relationship with Tyrod Taylor for a couple of years, from 2020 until July of 2023.
Tyrod Taylor, who was the only person on the entire Texans organization who actually handled the Deshaun Watson well.
Yeah.
Tyrod Taylor was in a tough position.
Right.
And got up and just acknowledged exactly how tough a position it was and,
yep,
and was really a good soldier throughout all of that.
He was. But he's much more sideways with his ex-girlfriend Drea Michelle. She just filed a lawsuit against Tyrod Taylor claiming that he screwed her on a house deal. The 39-year-old model said in the suit, which I'm getting this from TMZ, that Tyrod purchased an LA area home back in August of 2022 when the two were still together and let her and her kids move in. She does have other kids prior to this baby she just had with Jalen Green. She claims that at the time she entered into a verbal pact with Tyrod Taylor that would allow her to one day buy the house from the football player. She says the two agreed that any contributions that Drea made to the property, such as improvements to the place or mortgage payments, would go toward the final purchase of the home if she ultimately chose to buy it. This is like the most expensive rent-to-own deal of all time.
Yes.
A multi-million dollar home.
She's on a land contract with Tyrod Taylor.
In the LA Hills, yes. She says the two never formally entered a written contract because they were still dating at the time, you know? It's like, why do we need it on paper, man? We're in love. So Drea says in the suit that she went on to offer Taylor $2.8 million for the house. When he countered at $3.2 million in January of this year, she accepted. She claims she then poured nearly $300,000 into the residence, mm-hmm, believing it would go towards the purchase price as they had agreed to improvements.
Yeah, that's a heating bill these days.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, exactly. Surprisingly, according to Drea, Taylor pulled the plug out from underneath her and is now threatening to evict her. She states he's also refusing to sell her the property now. So, I mean, she's basically claiming like Tyrod Taylor's getting like a free man cave and free new windows out of whatever the $300K in improvements were.
Yeah.
Plus, she now needs to find a place to live.
Yeah.
So there's, boy, it feels like there's something else.
Is Jalen Green going to get dragged into this?
I don't know. It's hard not to, right? If this is the mother of his child, like at least, you know,
as I was reading all this, I was getting stressed on behalf of Tyrod Taylor just because of the financial part of it. But then I remembered, Sean, take a guess at what Tyrod Taylor's career earnings are.
He's a guy
who's largely been a career backup.
He got a big deal with Buffalo back in like 2015 or 2016. Didn't see the whole thing, but he saw a lot of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess he's made over $50
million. $70
million. $70 million. Yeah. Yeah. I can't just say over. I bet he made over $10, Seth. Oh, $70 million? Oh, give me a ding, Ben. Yeah, I know. Give me a buzz, Ben. I wasn't really.
Yeah, this close. Isn't Price is Right where I had like guessed $487 million or something.
I guess $478 million and one. Yeah, no, yeah. I didn't do that. Wow, $70 million. Okay, so he'll be fine. Assuming
he'll be all right.
Yeah, he'll be okay.
He doesn't seem like a guy that would have gone out and blown it idiotically or anything. Although he did promise this woman a house. So I don't know.
I don't know. I don't either.
Well, allegedly
right,
promised her a house.
Right,
yes.
Right. There's two sides to this story. All right. Hey, quick news blurb. We'll get to the NBA at 8:45. Where do the Rockets stack up in the West now that all these moves have been made over the last couple of days? Tyrese Maxey gets a max deal from the Sixers, 5 years, $204 million. So the Sixers have basically spent nearly $500 million in the last 24 hours on players. We'll see if it works. Stephen A. Smith, little did we know, Stephen A. Smith is a Houston hero that we all needed, and it became evident on Friday. You'll hear next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a great day to venture out in a spacious and capable Toyota SUV, like the new RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, it can go just about anywhere. And with plenty of passenger and cargo space, you'll go from morning carpool to weekend road trip without missing a beat. Plus, with available features like wireless charging and a touchscreen interface, your Toyota RAV4 will keep you connected no matter where you're going. Or check out a spacious Highlander. With seating for up to eight, it's a hub for family adventure. You'll drive in comfort and style with available heated and ventilated seats and all the latest tech. And with available hybrid models, your new Highlander can save you tons on gas. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a RAV4 or Highlander today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.